Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is John Batchelor. Joseph Umar, my colleague, comments on the Maduro plan for Guyana. You will recall that Venezuela is an enormous country with need for resources, having lost 7 million people fleeing the dictatorship of Maduro. Next door is tiny Guyana, less than 1 million people worldwide, with a bounty of oil, light sweet crude discovered in these last years. Maduro, Venezuela, is looking upon that crude as something it can claim. Joseph, however, does not believe it'll be an annexation so much as an absorption. And part of the Maduro plan involves the present election, which distracts all as he goes about absorbing or in some fashion compromising so that he has control of a portion of the oil that is Guyana's. It's a game, it's a mystery, but it is extremely likely to go forward. Maduro is not going to live next door to that kind of revenue and not make a move. He's already announced the results of a referendum held in Venezuela saying overwhelmingly it's our oil and not Guyana's, that the treaty or the negotiated settlement is more than a century old, done by the British colonial masters, and is not valid, says the argument. Here's Joseph Umar to explain how he sees Maduro and the Caracas government going forward to acquire, to take over, to benefit from the oil of Guyana.
So, John, I have a bit of a different take. So I don't necessarily think the elections matter much to Maduro. They have held sham elections in Venezuela for a long time. Maduro is in power because of sham elections that they held in 2018. And so they're very good at kind of using elections as almost a distraction, as kind of a merry-go-round that they use the Venezuelan opposition to keep on, you know, distracted on what's going on internally when they don't look at the geopolitical actions that he's taking. In fact, I think the election is something that Maduro will use to try to legitimize what he's going to take in terms of Guyana, regardless of whether he holds the election or not. And so let me go to that point, because, you know, there's a lot of scenarios as to what could develop in terms of the tension between Venezuela and Guyana. There is a scenario that nothing happens and this is all just a big bluff, but I don't think that's the case. And the reason I don't think that's the case is because the Bolivarian Revolution, which is broader than just the regime, has dedicated so much resources into making sure that they can have territorial conquest as part of their end state, that I think that this would be a waste if they didn't move on this in terms of their objectives and what they want to accomplish, much the same as Russia had with Ukraine and, you know, right now what Iran's doing throughout the Middle East. And in that, if you look at carefully at what Maduro has done inside Venezuela, he's now repositioning new parts of Venezuela that are mostly along the border with Guyana to attract foreign investment. And so what does that mean? I think that what that means is he's going to basically create problems inside Guyana, try to create investments on the Venezuelan side of the border, and then tell Guyana that they're going to need Venezuela to solve their problems, because those problems are going to extend from inside Venezuela. And then the election, the only thing that really does is drums up national support, because it allows basically Maduro to have some level of projected false legitimacy that he's going to need to be able to say that this is now the new Venezuela. And so these are all kind of elements of, I think, a broader strategy that I do agree with. I think there's a much bigger playing field at which they're playing with. But if you look at how he's done his actions on Colombia, I think it could follow in very much the same way, where he used his military to essentially create conflicts tied with illicit actors, then told the Colombians that they need to work with Maduro to solve these conflicts. And now what you have inside Colombia is you have a kind of binational commissions, Venezuelan, Colombian, working along their border and trying to patrol it. But what you're seeing is the erosion of free markets and prosperity and freedom on that border, and you're seeing more totalitarian control. I think that recipe is going to played out in Guyana with the big differences, and this is what I think, Ernesto, I agree 100%, with the big difference that you have this maritime dimension, and includes 11 billion barrels of oil.
More of this later.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.